Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, who was expected to enter the crowded open Democratic U.S. Senate primary, announced that she will instead seek re-election next year. In the field are two of her congressional colleagues, Representatives Roger Krishnamurthy and Robin Kelly, along with Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. Likewise in Minnesota, former State Senate Minority Leader Melisa Lopez-Franson ended her U.S. Senate campaign. This leaves Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and Congresswoman Angie Craig as the two prominent Democratic candidates vying for the party nomination to succeed retiring Senator Tina Smith. At this point, Republicans do not have a major candidate in either state. Veteran Virginia Democratic U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly passed away this week after an extensive battle with cancer. He is the third House member to die since the beginning of the current Congress. Just 3 weeks earlier, Mr. Connolly announced that his cancer had returned and that he would not seek re-election in 2026. Governor Glenn Youngkin will now call a special election to replace the late Virginia congressman. Four-term Maine Congressman Jared Golden, amid speculation that he might run for governor or possibly the U.S. Senate against his former boss, Senator Susan Collins, announced that he will seek a fifth term in the House next year. Representative Golden was circumspect about his political plans, not only acknowledging that he was considering a statewide bid, but also that he might retire outright from elective politics. Next year, it appears he will face former two-term Republican Governor Paul LePage, who again returned from living in Florida to announce for public office in Maine. In 2022, Mr. LePage unsuccessfully challenged Governor Janet Mills. As expected, former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms officially announced her candidacy for the open Democratic gubernatorial nomination in Georgia during the week. She joined State Senator Jason Estevez as the only two official Democratic gubernatorial candidates to date. Attorney General Chris Carr is the lone Republican candidate, but Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones is soon expected to enter the race. Iowa Republican Attorney General Brenna Byrd is sending broad hints that she will soon announce her campaign for governor. If she enters the race, Ms. Byrd will face U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra in the June 2026 Iowa Republican primary in what will be a hotly contested race. Incumbent Governor Kim Reynolds is not seeking a third term. Finally, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey was defeated for renomination during the week. Allegheny County Comptroller Corey O'Connor denied the incumbent renomination in the Democratic primary with 53% of the vote. Mayor Gainey is now the third city chief executive to lose a bid for re-election this year, joining St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones and Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.